The government runs on acronyms, and if you've been around for a while, you still probably have heard new ones every once in a while. Jeff Steinhoff is the executive director of the KPMG Government Institute, and he's here to talk about a new tool to help you translate those acronyms into English. Jeff, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. A pleasure.
I guess a more accurate accurate way of describing what you've got would be an updated version, a new version of an old tool, the 2011 KPMG Federal Word Book.
Yes, Francis, we first issued this in early 2008 and felt it was time to update this because of the many changes we've seen in the past 3 years. And we've designed this to be one-stop handy reference guide and really designed to be a resource to help navigate the often, for many people, bewildering maze of acronyms, regulations, commonly used terms in the financial management and IT arenas.
Now, every year when the Oxford Dictionary comes out, we see news reports about here are some words that are in the dictionary for the first time. Do you have some terms or words or acronyms that are in this that weren't around when you did this the last time?
Yes. We've got about 150 new acronyms, terms, definitions. And areas like the Do Not Pay List, the Dodd-Frank Act, forensic data analytics, which you're seeing much more of in the federal space, international financial reporting standards, negative unliquidated obligations, Office of Federal Innovation and Transformation. Those are just some. And again, there are 140 new ones this time around.
Now, the most useful part of this for me, Jeff, I have to say, is as I looked at this online, and we have a link to it online at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, but that there are definitions, because there are some of those. I mean, I pay a little bit closer attention to this stuff than the average person does, and there are some of these that, including some you just mentioned, that I didn't have any idea what they were. So the definition, the context there, in my view, is just as valuable as the information you're putting out.
Francis, the word you just used, context, is what really we're trying to set the foundation of this on. We're trying to take a term and we're trying to define it in a way that makes contextual sense in the government environment. Now you can search on words and find many ways that something is in fact addressed. It might be different between the government and the private sector. And we tried to put that touch to it and say, this is the context in which this is used. So we did do a lot of research and tried to, not only for the new ones, but for the ones that were in the 2008 version, we tried to make a real point of not only providing a lot of context, but providing a helpful link. So someone could click on that link and go back and read even more.
Now, for determining the definitions and the terms that you add and so on, do you have like a panel of experts that does this, or do you take input from anybody, or how does that work?
We really take input from anybody. There were thousands of the earlier word book that went out, and over the years, folks have raised issues. Also, we've got our own team here in KPMG who are executive fellows and fellows with the Government Institute that got together and really brainstormed and said, where are the areas where things have in fact changed or where we need to in fact expand going forward? Also, we took a very hard look at the 2008 version. One thing you'll see in the 2011 word book is that we really have focused on trying to have that link back to a government source, whether it be OMB or Treasury, GAO, GSA, NIST, so that we're much crisper in those links and trying to be ever more precise and providing that context around the usage of the term in the federal environment.
All right, you can get this in hard copy. You can get it as a DVD. I guess there's so much there you can't even put it on a CD-ROM. You have to have it as a DVD. And it's online now. So that since you have it online, it strikes me that this can be kind of a living document. It can be something that you can update fairly regularly now.
Yes, we do plan to update it online. We do plan to make tweaks more often than before. Also, I think it's a great help to someone, and maybe it's my generation. I don't know, Francis, but I always like to have something where I can just turn to that hard copy. And folks can, in fact, order that. They can write us, drop us a line, and we will send a complimentary copy.
We'll put some information up so people can do that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Jeff, thanks for being on the program talking about it today.
Francis.